Now, I've seen a wonderful film at this film festival, Neisse Film Fest, and I have a filmmaker here. May you introduce yourself as a filmmaker?
Hello, my name is Veronika Lišková. I'm a director based in Prague, in Czech Republic, and I was at the Neisse Film Festival with my second feature documentary, which is called The Visitors.
And it's about a very strange place, Svalbard, in Norway. It's the most northern place in the world. Can you describe this place and your first impressions of it?
Yeah, the film, as you said, takes place on Svalbard Archipelago. It's the high Arctic, and mostly the film is set in the town of Longyearbyen, which is the world's northernmost town. It's a town of approximately 2,500 people coming from more than 50 countries from all over the world. So it's a very interesting melting pot of cultures and nationalities. And this place is governed by Norway. And I must say that one of the reasons why I decided to make this film was the fact that I was completely visually taken by this unique place and the town. I remember when I had a chance to see first photos of the town of Longyearbyen, I had a feeling as if I was looking at some kind of moon colony or some kind of sci-fi place that someone just dropped in the middle of the Arctic landscape. So I was taken by it and fascinated and very much curious about what does it mean to live in a place like that.
It's also a social study about a Czech family that is going there and living there and about the difficulties to live there. And it's, for me, it was also a very universal film because I think it can be transported to Lausitz or to Czech mining communities. And were you aware that this is such a universal topic in times of climate change?
Probably I was aware of the fact that Zdenka, my main protagonist, would be researching about very complex corners of life in this town. So I knew that she will touch not only how people who live there perceive environmental change, but also how they perceive the change of the economy, which means closure of the coal mines, but also how they perceive the various geopolitical and political pressures made by Norwegian government, and how they manage to live in a community that is so colorful in terms of, as I said, the nations represented and cultures and so on. So basically, I think that this film is universal in a way that it embraces a lot of challenges we face today in different parts of the world, but in a very concentrated way, because it's a so small town, it's such a specific place that it's a kind of a, like, distillate of all the challenges we are facing.
Also a film about the political and social circumstances on the Svalbard region. Can you describe the status and for migrant there, the circumstances?
Yeah, it's a very specific place in terms of its like legal setting or status, because Svalbard is governed by Norway from the end of the First World War, but there was a specific document signed after the First World War that should guarantee all the citizens coming from all the signatory countries the equal rights, basically the equal right to come without visa, and also the equal right to use this territory economically. But obviously Norway needs now to more show that it's them who are governing this place, and because this place, the Svalbard archipelago, becomes more and more strategically important because of the melting glaciers, the Arctic passage for traffic is more opening, and at the same time it's becoming more geopolitically important because of what's going on in Ukraine and the presence of Russia in small settlements on the archipelago and so on. So there are various reasons why they want to affect what is going on the archipelago, and why they really want to prove that they are the ones who should have the final word about what is going on there and how this place will be governed.
It's also a very emotional documentary. You describe the situation there to the eyes of one protagonist, Stenka, I think, and she tries to help other people there. Can you describe what she does there to improve the situation?
Basically, her mission was to come to the town of Longyearbyen and do an intense 2-year-long field work that was dedicated to all those changes that are going on in the town and how people in town perceive those changes. But she cannot, as she comes there with her whole family, she very soon understands that she's not able to stay as a kind of scientist who doesn't get involved in the community, because she soon starts to feel the same challenging and pressures as her respondents do. So she very soon really becomes part of the community, and she becomes engaged and involved and try to help those who are in need and actively show her views and share her views with the local community. But on the other hand, it didn't mean that it affects the politics or politicians in terms of how they decide about the place and people who live in the town. So it was more her engagement in a way that she wanted to give something back to the local people and the community, and not to behave as someone who just came for a limited period of time and who will just take all the knowledge she gained and leave back to Czech Republic.
Norwegian society seems to be split up a bit. And it also reminded me of the situation that was in the 1930s when Jewish migrants from Germany tried to migrate to Norway, for example. There are some examples, for example, from a writer from Leipzig, Bruno Vogel. He migrated to Tromsø, which is also in the north of Norway, and he also complains about the situation in Norway. What were the reactions in Norway? The film was being screened also on Svalbard. What were the reactions?
Yeah, we had a very emotional screening on Svalbard. I think that it was very, very beautiful screening with people who really appreciated the fact that this is a film that shows really the individual perspective of those who live in Longyearbyen, and in comparison to other films that are more, for example, dedicated to nature or who try to market the place as a unique touristic destination and so on. So that was why we were very nicely welcomed there, and reception was super nice. But on the other hand, I have a feeling that if Norwegian people don't agree with something, they usually don't say. So if they were also in the audience, those who didn't like the film, they definitely didn't come to me or to my main protagonist to say or to share their views with us. So unfortunately, I don't know the other side or the other elections. And the same feeling I had when we screened the film in Tromsø, the festival, and also some local screenings on Norway. We were very warmly welcomed. We got a nice attention of media, but in fact, there were no like open negative reactions. So, which is a pity, because I think that if you want to open a debate, there should be both sides. But this more proves that probably the politicians are not that much interested in entering to the debate, and they probably think that, okay, it's, you don't understand how complex the reality of Svalbard is, and you can have your nice small film, and but we have our own duty and we understand the context, which I think it's not right, because what I've heard from local people on Svalbard is that many Norwegian politicians, they don't even come to Svalbard to see how the town looks and how what people do feel there. They just decide from more than 3,000 kilometers distant Oslo. So it's, you know, it's really not that much rooted in the reality, I would say.
It's far out. It's a bit like in a science fiction movie, also like a moon landscape. And I also had to think of a book by Lipusha Monikova, which is situated in Greenland and Grönland. And how was it to be filming there in this landscape?
How was it? Yeah. Well, you asked me already before how I felt there, and it was. I think that one of my strongest feeling was this physical feeling from the landscape, because when you stand there in one of those majestic huge valleys, you simply feel how small you are. Because you feel all the, you know, the cold and wind, and you see those huge mountains, you know that there can be any moment where a polar bear comes, and then it simply means that you are very small and fragile, and in fact not very capable of surviving in a place like this, unless you have a very special, you know, equipment and so on. So, and I think this is a important, you know, experience. For human being to know that we don't have everything under control.
Thank you very much.